Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild Fabulous Friday. I hope you're feeling well tonight and looking forward to this night of fun. We've got a very special guest who we're going to introduce shortly. My name is Georgia Marantos and I'm hosting tonight's show. And my co-host is Marcy Currier. Marcy, are you there?
I am. Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing so great. And always so excited to be on air.
Oh, it's been a great week. I know we normally have a bit of an astrological context for our Friday night shows, and I really love it when we do, but I actually am not up to date with what the stars are doing this week. Do you know?
I think we've got a new moon in Leo. I'm guessing. I don't know.
A new moon in Leo. Well, that sounds good to me. So we've got a... all I know about Leos is that they're outgoing, and that's probably a good thing for everybody who's in the summer mode and in vacation mode. I wish I was one of them. So you're still on vacation?
My vacation is not really a vacation. My vacation meant that I spent time teaching more than I did doing private sessions, and I was off the schedule at Omega, but I saw private clients. And then tomorrow I have the Lost Circus Party put on by Gemini and Scorpio in New York City.
Oh, wow. What is that?
Yeah. So Gemini and Scorpio is a big party planner. They do a lot of underground creative parties, and a lot of the Burning Man crowd attend their parties, and this is their 10th year anniversary. And so at the Irondale Center in Brooklyn, they're actually a three-day celebration. Tonight they have an Amanda Palmer concert. Tomorrow is the Lost Circus Party, and then Sunday there's a cruise. And you can find out about it on GeminiandScorpio.com. And so I've been working with them since 2009, and I just do tarot card readings and hang out. It's really fun costumes, really great just scenery and moments and people. It's really fantastic.
Oh, that's awesome. So that people can find you there if they're interested in getting a reading from you.
Yeah, absolutely. And even if you're not interested in getting a reading, but you just want to go do something really, really cool, the people that attend her parties are just the best people I've met in the city. It's really fantastic.
Oh, awesome. And so tonight we have a very exciting guest. We have Emily Stroyer, who is a fellow intuitive consultant who studied at the Holistic Studies Institute in New York City. And she works in New York City, seeing people both in person and on phone consultations. She's a psychic and a medium and has studied in the UK at the Arthur Findlay College. I'd like to introduce Emily Stroyer. Emily, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, and we're really excited to have you. I've had a reading from you, and I've definitely been in your presence when you've given other people readings, and so I love your readings. They're very accurate, lots of detail, and I know that our listeners, you know, are always looking for that type of reading in answer to their questions, and it's just very exciting to have you on the show.
Oh, well, thank you. It's an honor for me to be on air with you guys, so I'm really looking forward to this evening.
So can you tell people a little bit about how they can get in contact with you?
Sure. Well, like you said, I do work out of New York City, but I am available by phone. And I believe on the site you had posted my website on there. So it's just EmilyStroya.com, and then you can just go on there and find out more information about me, my number's on there, and a contact form. Pretty much everything is all there. So if listeners are interested, they can always go onto that website that you posted on the Blog Talk Radio site.
Great. And I understand you run, you teach people how to tap into their intuitive skills.
Yeah.
So can you talk a little bit about that, your classes?
Yeah. I'd love to. I've been teaching now for about 2 years. I started this workshop / meetup 2 years ago, and it's been going really well. And basically, I just teach people a lot of what I learned over in the UK and in New York at the HSI. And we work on mediumship abilities. We work on training your psychic abilities. And people usually get a lot of progress out of like the 2 or 3 hour workshops that I have been doing. And in a couple of weeks, I'm actually having a guest Indian monk coming in to teach meditation. So that's going to be really exciting, too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, fun. Wonderful. Well, we're providing wonderful, fertile ground for our listeners tonight, and we've got quite a few waiting, so it's very exciting, and I think we're going to start taking some callers. In an effort to get to everybody who's waiting for a reading tonight, I'd like to remind everybody to keep their questions to a minimum, to just one question per person tonight. And what we'll do is, in the first half of the show, we'll give Emily the floor and we'll ask you to direct your questions to Emily and see. And, of course, we're all here and we're all going to be tapping in and probably throwing in our 2 cents worth. But certainly we'll try to keep our time with each caller, to a minimum so that we can catch up with everybody so that it can be a fair night. So how does that sound? Shall we start?
Yeah,
I'm
start.
Looking forward to it.
Okay, here we go. Caller 610, hi, what's your name and what's your question?
Yes, hi, thank you. This is Marilyn, and thank you all. I would love to know more about my love life, like who, when, where,
And a little more specifically, Marilyn. Oh, please, jump in.
Oh, sorry. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
What are you exactly looking to know more about? Are you in a relationship right now, or are you looking
No.
to actually, look for someone in the future?
Yeah, I'm wondering who's coming in for me in the future and when. And, is it somebody that I know? Is it somebody I don't know? Somebody I'm acquainted with? You know, anything in that realm would be wonderful. And if nothing pops in there, anything about anything.
Okay. Well, right now, as I'm tuning into you, it really feels, I feel almost as if it's been really, really quiet on the love home front. I almost feel like it's been, I feel almost like around a year or so, maybe even a little bit longer, that you've really had a very strong intimate connection with somebody. Does that make sense?
It's been many, many years, actually.
Many, many years. Mm-hmm. The last person that I keep feeling in your energy is someone that I feel like you were more intimately involved with. It feels like either like a very strong soulmate or even potentially like, it feels like a long, long relationship or a somewhat long relationship. That was the last relationship that I see you having. And right now it feels like you've met a couple of people here and there, but nothing really has clicked for you. Does that make sense?
Nothing has really clicked, yes.
Yeah, okay. Let me see.
Can I jump in real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
Just really quick, what I'm seeing, remind me of your first name again, I'm sorry.
That's okay. My name is Marilyn. Thank you.
Okay. So, Marilyn, what I'm seeing is that, there was a certain point after, your relationship ended and then you were single for a while, and there was a certain point that getting a relationship became a pragmatic study for you, and less of a less of an emotional search, and much more of let me just kind of dig in, and I see you almost like the image I get in my head is of you like determinedly walking the earth, and so one of the things that comes up is to shift back out of the pragmatic, practical, step-by-step mode of how to make this happen, and tune back into your softer, gentler, emotional place. In order to open up. And I know that's not specifically, I'm not seeing what's coming for you, but I do see that this shift will ease things up for you a little bit. So, and I'm sending it back to Emily now. That was just something that came up pretty clearly.
Oh, thank you. I've actually been focusing on myself and my own spirituality and I stopped looking, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
now I'm ready.
But I would definitely piggyback on what Marcy was saying. It definitely feels like there has been a little bit of a shift with you spiritually, and I feel almost as if your perspective of what you wanted in someone has really changed a lot significantly over the last few years. And I keep feeling as though you're looking for almost like the core of yourself. I guess we all are. But as far as the future and what I'm picking up, as far as you meeting someone, I keep feeling like you're actually going to meet a really really strong soulmate. I keep feeling the numbers keep coming in between 2 to 3 years from now. I keep going closer towards 3 years, though, for some reason. I know that feels like a bit of a while, but that feels like quite a long time from now, but it feels like in between now and then, you're going to be focusing a lot on restructuring yourself and almost focusing a lot on what you want to attract rather than what you have attracted before. It feels almost as if whatever you attracted before wasn't something that was reciprocated very evenly, if that makes sense. I'm not sure if the person you were with before didn't reciprocate as much love towards you as you did to him, but it really feels like right now it's moving in the direction where the person that I keep seeing you ending up with is someone who's going to reciprocate even more so than what you are even willing to offer. So it feels like it will be a relatively equal kind of love relationship in the sense of you exchanging passionately and intimately and also spiritually. So the guy that I kept seeing coming in your future, he presents himself, I would say middle-aged. I don't feel like I feel like he's either in his 40s or so or maybe 30s. I'm getting that kind of age range, but I feel like late 30s, early 40s perhaps. Maybe even mid-40s, but I keep getting that. And he shows himself to me with, short brown hair. I'm not sure if this is someone that you've recently met, but it feels like it's going to be someone that develops as a friend first rather than, an actual intimate relationship right away. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Marilyn, are you there? Okay.
Yes, that makes sense to be friends first, yeah.
That's not because the connection won't be there, but it feels that you guys will want to sort of develop some sort of amicable friendship, but there will also be a very strong knowing that there's an attraction there, or like a chemistry there from the beginning. So you will instantly feel almost as if you've known him before and like numerous wives. But I really get a sense that he's going to be a long-term partner, or either like a husband to you, or something along the lines of that, a really strong soulmate companion for like the rest of your life. So it feels like before you had a relatively long relationship with someone, and that energy is not in your energy anymore, which is a good thing. So it feels like that you're starting to phase out of whatever may have been like emotional baggage from before. Does anyone else have anything that maybe they're picking up as well?
Oh, you know, I've been tapping in and I've been getting exactly what, you know, Ruth's been giving me the same imagery that really you're not interested, Marilyn, in having what you've had before. And it's almost like you, in your spiritual quest, are getting rid of your, you know, any kind of falseness. You're not interested in presenting that to the world anymore. You want you in exactly who you are, who you really are, and that's what you're interested in presenting. And you're interested in meeting people who are going to meet that and be, you know, totally okay and be able to mirror, you know, you authentic back to you. And, you know, just like Marcy and Emily has said, you know, it's going to happen. I can definitely, actually, I think Emily, you've been describing him quite clearly, and I definitely see him there, and he's coming. I don't know if you have children, but you'll be thinking about having children, and I'm not sure how old you are, but that's something that's, you know, I see that it's on your mind.
No, I have a 21-year-old. I'm not having more children, and I'm 50, so I hope he's
children.
Not 30.
Oh.
No, God, no.
I'm
done.
I get the Empress, and one of the cards that I've picked up has a pregnant woman. So it's just that there's something, you know, obviously I have to take this card to mean what it means symbolically, which is that it's going to be a very creative and a union, because when you're giving birth to something, it's a really beautiful thing, and giving birth to a new relationship where you're feeling happy with yourself, that's a really beautiful thing too.
Also, Marilyn, as far as the age is concerned, sometimes when Spirit presents someone who looks younger, it may be also an aspect of their personality. So he may just look younger, but that may be symbol for him actually being youthful in energy or being very, like, young at heart. So, but I definitely got around the 40s that kept coming in, but he does look kind of young in his physique. So he may look relatively young in his face. Because I keep feeling like he's very handsome looking, and I keep seeing a man with, like, I would say, like, medium to dark brown hair, and it's short. And he's, I would say, between 5'9 to 5'11. And he shows himself as, I wouldn't say he's too stocky, but he's not, like, extremely lean either. So he's kind of, like, in between. And I keep getting a sense that when you do meet him, he's going to already, I feel like he's going to already have been, I don't know, I keep getting something with business associated with him. So he may, like, run a business or be, like, a vice president for a business or something along the lines of that, where he kind of, like, manages or oversees, like, a company or even works for himself and has, like, a bunch of employees or something like that. Because I keep getting a sense of, like, independence and freedom to him as well. But I feel like when you do meet him, you're going to have a very strong instant, like, familiarity with him. I almost feel like he may have been a husband to you in a past life. So there's a very strong, like, husband energy with him. So that's a strong possibility that that may repeat again in this life with him when you do meet him. But it feels like you will be kind of friends with, like, you'll move into a dating relationship kind of slowly at first. So it may take you a couple of months before you guys actually start to date more seriously, but then I feel like it will actually kind of take off after that and move into a little bit of a faster, more secure pace and actually a really serious, committed relationship.
Any chance that that's 2 to 3 months versus years?
Let me see.
I'm dying.
I know. I can feel it. Let me see here.
I have not been in a relationship in many years. I'm like, okay, I've raised my son. It's time.
for some reason, I keep seeing March or April coming in.
Okay.
I'm not feeling strongly that it would be this year, next year coming up, 2014. It may be March or April of 2015 that you end up meeting him.
Oi.
So it could potentially
be fine,
happen
Marilyn.
Sooner.
He sounds wonderful, Marilyn. Hang in there. You know, it's interesting how time in the spiritual realm is so different in the, you know, in the physical, because we're so tied to time, aren't we, in the physical, and things, you know, feel like they take a really long time or a really short time. It's so funny. It's already happening in the spiritual. So you having this information tonight and your, you know, the desire for it, you know, just brings it all that much closer to you.
Right. Yeah, I definitely agree with Georgia on that. So you could manifest him sooner. It also depends on timing. So it may be potentially that he's not ready right now for a relationship. And should you meet him right now, you may not even have that strong of a connection, or he may just not be ready and the timing could be off. So So by the time you do meet him, you both will be really ready. Right now, I'm getting a sense of his energy is that he may be in a kind of a shifty place right now in his life. So he may be going through some type of a transition. He could even be in a potential, relationship with someone, but I don't get that vibe at this particular moment. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's such
a
wonderful perspective, isn't it? I was just going to say that, you know, I was asking a friend, you know, a friend psychic, and she told me I was wondering about whether we'd be moving, you know, house and, you know, what sort of a house. You know, I've been looking to find somewhere like a house to live in as opposed to living in an apartment. And you know, there's sometimes when we're feeling anxious to get to where it is that we see we're going to get to, what we don't realize is that, you know, she was telling me, well, actually, the house isn't on the market. So it might just be exactly what Emily's saying. You know, he may not be on the market at the moment, so he's actually not available. And, you know, just like my friend told me, well, there's no point you sort of scouring all the internet sites looking for this house if you're not going to find it until it's time. So there you go. Oh, Marilyn,
it's
wonderful
for everyone.
You.
You as well, for everyone, is it okay in these kinds of situations if we date someone, kind of not the big relationship in the interim,
oh, yeah.
Or is that a bad, oh, that's okay?
Yes,
definitely.
Oh, getting the juices flowing, yeah, because, you know,
yeah.
What the universe responds to is that energy of being in relationship, of actually engaging yourself in with other people, and that's how it gets juicy. That's how the energy vibration goes up, and then the
okay
for you comes.
Oh, thank
you,
God!
Absolutely. Yeah, you want to get yourself out there. Absolutely, that puts you in a really good place.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, ladies, all so much.
Thank
you.
Thanks, Marilyn. So I'm working the board, and I'm a little clunky on this. So let me see if I can do it properly. Okay, 6:10. We're putting you on hold. Bye.
Thank you.
And Emily, we're bringing on our next caller. It's very exciting. We've got about 10 callers waiting, so I'm going to see if we can run through a few of them. Yeah, it's wonderful. Caller 770, what's your name and what's your question?
Yes, my name is Kimberly. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. How are you doing? Welcome.
Good. Thank you. I am a teacher, and I have moved from South Carolina to Georgia, and I just want to know what the spirit or angels want to tell me about the upcoming year.
When you moved where, I'm sorry?
South Carolina to Georgia.
Oh, okay, South Carolina to Georgia. Okay. And you just want to know basically what your year is going to look like for you in career,
yes.
Or just in general? Career?
It could be in career, general.
Okay, let me see. Well, I'm getting a lot of really good energy with this job position that you, it feels like it's a new job that you just took. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you working with a sort of middle to young population here? Because I keep seeing kind of a young energy with you.
Maybe young at heart, but no, it's high school.
Okay.
Ninth graders are young.
That is
yeah.
young. High school
yeah.
is young on a relative
scale. I didn't
scale.
See you working
people
with college
kids. Sorry, go ahead. You're
saying, I'm sorry to cut you off, Marcy.
Oh, no, I was just I was reminding the caller that high school is young.
Yes.
Well, I really get a good vibe as far as your career is concerned. I feel like you definitely took the right step in your life purpose direction with taking this job, and it feels like there are actually some really good benefits from where you were coming from, almost as if there's, I don't know if there's potential for growth here, or maybe there are some bonus incentives or better benefits or something, but I keep getting the feeling that the overall atmosphere of this move is really going to kind of keep up the momentum with a lot of positive opportunities coming in for you, including a career. And also, I keep getting a sense that your either love life is going to improve or you're going to meet someone soon. Are you in a relationship right now?
I am not.
You're not? Okay. Because it feels like what I'm seeing is that you're going from this move, you're going to end up meeting someone potentially this year, actually, by the end of this year, either through your job or, like, perhaps colleagues or friends or somehow, like, a mutual connection is going to come through that's going to introduce you to this lovely gentleman that I see. I almost feel like he does a similar field or he may be in the same field as you. I really get a strong feeling that he has a very similar teacher-like energy as well, so... I wouldn't be surprised if he has a similar background as you as in regards to education or even possibly teaching.
Okay.
Is there also a child? Do you have a daughter?
I have a niece, but I actually have a son.
Okay. Because I kept seeing like a very daughter-like energy with you. So it may be her. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Are they with you now? Did they move with you?
No, I'm closer to her since I moved, though.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what I'm picking up here. Because it feels like there's a relationship with a younger female in your life that felt kind of like a daughter or daughter-like energy that I also feel is going to improve over the rest of this year, too. So it feels like you probably will play more of a prominent role in her life and also really, like, influence her to take some really positive steps. Is she very creative or something? Because I keep getting a lot of, like, art, like, music or dancing coming in with her.
She wanted to go into fashion design, but she changed her law, so she is creative. But there's no one there to influence her or encourage her to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where I feel like you may step in. Is somehow you're going to be influencing her in a positive direction towards the passion that she really loves. So I would say tell her to not give up on that, because it really feels like at some point she's going to come back to it anyways. Because it feels like whatever she's doing right now is mostly out of security rather than actual love for it.
Right. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Does anyone else have anything to add? Let me hear.
So I was, you mentioned, I don't know if you were looking at your finances. So we kind of talked about your career and the relationship. And do you feel like we've answered your question? Because I'm getting you kind of eating, enjoying, the abundance. Even if there's not a huge amount of abundance, I'm getting you, seeing you being, happy and grateful with what you have, and that allows you to bring in more, because you're in a really good space, and being in a good space kind of brings in more. So just encouraging that in you and in your energy. It also gives you a very youthful vibration. So it's interesting you're picking up on the young vibration, because it makes you more youthful. This change has really helped you a lot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have any other questions,
Kimberly? So we're trying to stick to one question. Kimberly, I'm so sorry. We're trying to stay with one question because we've got quite a few callers coming.
Okay.
I hope we've answered your question. And thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Have a good night.
You have a good night, too. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Well, Emily, I'm loving all the details that you're getting. This is really wonderful to hear you doing readings. How does it feel being on the air, on the phone? It's exciting, right?
Oh, good. Yeah, I love it. It's really fun.
Yeah. And here we go with caller 701. Oh, it's taking a little while to capture this person. I'm just clicking on the numbers here. Might be my...
Oh, here we go.
Hello?
701, you're on the air. Hi, what's your name and what's your question?
Hi, Emily, Georgia, and Marcy. My name is Laurel, and I'm wondering about finding new employment, getting ahead on bills, you know, finding something better. Is that coming soon?
Mm-hmm. What are you what are you doing right now for employment?
Life insurance.
I'm sorry? Life insurance?
Life insurance, yep.
Mm-hmm. And what are your options as outside of life insurance, just so I could kind of get a feeling for those?
What do you mean options? Like, what am I looking for? Or
mm-hmm.
what have... I guess I'm not sure. I'm kind of looking in accounting and office management, but
mm-hmm.
okay. I don't know if I want to do that forever. So,
if I can just jump in real quick.
Sure.
I'm not getting anything specific about the kind of change, but you are so right on right now with the fact that you need to make a change and that now is the good time. You have a very, very clear insight as to the fact that, like, what you're doing, you know, isn't your passion, isn't the thing that really, like, makes you happy every day. And it's starting to become crucially important that you do something that makes you, like, just literally feel good, you know, just makes you happy. And it does mean leaving and going to do something new. So I would say the first step is just acknowledging you already know this and being willing to take a step to do it. And I feel
great.
Like there it may not even be necessary to have, like, a what you should do. That's going to take a little while, but the first piece is just getting out of the familiar and doing something different.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great.
So as Marcy was talking, I was just tuning into you as well, and I definitely would agree that this job is coming to an end. It's like it's almost like reaching its expiration date with you. I almost feel like, have you been doing this now for a couple of years or doing it? It feels like you may have entered this from a completely different field. So it doesn't feel like you've been doing it like you're for a really, really long time. Does that make sense?
No, I haven't. I've done things like it. I mean, I was in the stock market for a while. And
oh, okay.
And,
okay. Yeah. So it feels like your background is completely different from this type of work. Right now, what I kept feeling is there's going to be a shift with your employment, I would say, within the next, let's see here. I'm just tuning into the timing. It feels like between September and November, maybe mid-December timeframe is when you're going to find a new job. This job is not going to be related to insurance at all. I don't see that. It feels like you may move into like more of a business or administrative background. So you may even end up becoming like, I don't necessarily know if it would be an assistant, but I do feel like you're going to be doing some type of like potential office work or office administration, or even potentially maybe working and doing some sort of assistant duties combined with some type of office work as well. Because I feel like you're going to be working with one person in particular, like more so than like a group of people or a team of people as to what you've been doing right now, which I feel like you have. Is there a team of people that you work with or a group of people that you may work with? Because I keep seeing like a couple of people around you. Okay.
Yeah.
So this will be a relatively nice change for you. It won't be the job for you, but it will be a nice temporary job for you. So you may be in this job for about a year to a year and a half, and then I almost get a sense that you're going to kind of transition from that into something a little bit more flexible. I'm not exactly sure, though, because it feels like you're going to move towards something that really makes you happy rather than just working to work. So I'm not sure if that involves going back to school or maybe taking some workshops and something that you've always been really interested in, but that keeps coming in. Do you do any writing by any chance?
Well, no, but I don't know how to get started. I mean, when I'm writing things, you know, I don't know. I try automatic writing and...
Oh, okay. That's what I'm picking up. Is that, so there's an interest in the writing?
Yes.
Okay. That would be something that would be good for you to start working on now, is like building up that hobby, and then it may potentially turn into an actual passion. So as far as automatic writing is concerned, what you could do is just, you know, kind of create a nice space for yourself at home, maybe even light some candles or incense and even play some soft music and just kind of go into a bit of a meditative state and ask your guides to come and present themselves to you. And then at some point, just allow them to kind of work with your energy. So you might feel a little bit of a shift, or you might feel as if there's someone there trying to use your hand as a tool, and to not be afraid of it, because it feels like that might be what's blocking you from really connecting more strongly with them, is that there might be a bit of a fear of actually connecting to the divine or connecting to that higher energy. Does that make sense?
Yeah. When you're talking about writing, are you talking about books or articles?
No, it feels more like some type of leisure writing. It could be like an inspirational type of writing, or maybe even like a spiritual writing, something related to kind of like some type of positive message to the world. That's what I keep feeling. I'm not feeling a strong sense of like a book right now, but it feels mostly like it might even be a blog or something that you create that's very like creative or inspirational, or provide some type of like guidance to people.
Okay.
And also, like, working with your guides in that way. So you may even take a couple of workshops with automatic writing, or doing some type of writing, creative writing, or something like that, inspirational writing, and just channeling that energy, because it feels like it's there and it wants to be used, and definitely feels like your guides are influencing you to start taking a step towards that. So, yeah.
Can I ask you, like, kind of, like, a question that, I mean, it doesn't have to do with me personally, but if something is meant to happen in your life and you don't, like, for instance, like, meet a man or find the right career or whatever, and you take a wrong turn, does it automatically still find you? You know what I mean? Do you automatically still find your right course of where you're supposed to be in this world?
You're always exactly where you're supposed to be. Everywhere that you are is exactly where you're meant to be. Like, it's I see it almost as a math equation, and it's like there is no possibility that you're in the wrong place. Even if you're like, oh, I'm sitting here and I feel like I'm in the wrong place, you're in the right place for that moment until you go get to the better place in the future. But then in the future is when, like, you're always in the right place. We have these constructs that tell us that we're, that we're doing something wrong, or that we're, you know, we're missing something. But all that does is enhance our suffering. It's not a true thing, and it's not a useful thing. Everything, we're always in the exact place that we're meant to be.
Okay. So yeah. So if the job is supposed to come in 2 to 3 months, I'll find it no matter if I take a wrong, you know,
you can't
apply for.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you want a new job and you don't leave your old job, then you're going to be at your old job until you leave your new job. But that's not right or wrong. I mean, what generally happens is that when we don't take proactive choices and make them, and where we need the change happening, such as in your case where we clearly see that this job is, as Emily said, you know, reaching the expiration date, so then what happens is you get a much more tumultuous exit than one that you could have just chosen by leaving. So that's the only reason to really act on intuition, is that it's there for your best good, and that's really all.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. So I'll make more money, right?
Yes, I definitely did see a little bit of an increase in your salary, so you don't have to worry about that.
Well, I appreciate all your help. Thank you for helping me out.
Oh, thanks. Thank you, Laurel. Thanks for calling. Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye. That was a great question, right?
Yeah.
I've often thought about fate and destiny, and a good friend of mine once said, like, what's meant to come to you is going to come to you, you know, no matter what. And I don't quite know what, you know, how that plays out. But I think the way that you describe it, Marcy, like wherever you are is exactly where you're meant to be, is a really good way of thinking about it, so that you don't sort of end up wondering, you know, thinking about regrets or mistakes. You're just basically, I'm here because I'm meant to be here. And that's a really reassuring way of thinking.
And it's really all like moments, you know, it includes or it necessitates being in the present moment, because it could be that I'm living somewhere that I don't like and I can move. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean I'm in the place that I need to stay forever and ever. It's just right now in this moment, there's nothing wrong and I can make a change. And it's not because there's something wrong, it's because I'm changing, and that's it. And we can kind of get the right and wrong and the relative evaluation out of it.
Right. Yeah, no, I really loved how you said that. So, mm-hmm. Ready for our next caller?
Yeah.
Here we go. We've got 864. You're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Dawn, and I was wondering if I could be connected with my grandmother.
Say again?
Can I be connected with my grandmother? Like, if she had any thing to tell me?
Okay, let's see if she's here.
Do you need her name?
No, I don't need her name.
Oh, okay.
If you'd like to give it to me, you can. I'm just trying to connect with her energy. If anyone else is feeling her, feel free to chime in. Right now, I'm just getting a sense for her spirit.
Her name is Agnes. Does that help?
Agnes, okay.
She was called Nina, too.
She's starting to come into my energy. I'm feeling a little bit of a slow presence with her. Dawn, she comes in very close to you. It feels like she was, when she was alive, I feel as if she is showing me that you and her were relatively close, at least towards the end of her life. I get a sense that you were much closer with her, or maybe had developed a little bit of a deeper connection to her. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. She's also showing me, do you understand anything, an illness related to her passing? Because I keep getting a lot of impressions of like an illness or some, I don't know if she had a clot or stones or something, but I keep getting a lot of impressions in my lower abdomen area or stomach area. Does this make sense to you?
I think she just died of old age.
Old age? Do you know if she had any problems with her stomach towards the end of her life?
She had a lot of problems with so many different things.
Okay, because I keep getting a lot of sort of pain in my stomach area, so I kept asking. Okay.
She's like 8 or 91 or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she shows me that. She's also telling me, she's talking about your family. Is there a bit of a disconnect with the family right now? Are you not as close with some family members as you used to be? I almost feel like this might be a sibling or maybe even a mother relationship.
My mother, maybe? Mm-hmm. My mom.
Go ahead.
I said, my mom's kind of really bad right now, but I talked to her, but not as much, but she's kind of worried about her marriage. And, you know, mm-hmm. I was wondering if she would tell, if she had any messages really for my mom to make her feel better.
Yeah, because you highlighted your mom really strongly, so
yeah,
let's see what's going on there. Is this a relationship with your mom? Because she shows me a lot of concern for your mother, so that makes me feel as though she was your mom's mother. Does that make sense?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, and she's also giving me impressions. I feel like she might have passed. Was this a relatively recent passing within the past 5 years or something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She's telling me that your mom, she's been in a relationship for quite some time with this man. Has this been over, like, 15 years or something? Or 10 years? Okay. Because she's telling me that I keep getting a lot of suspicion with the husband, not so much your mother. Say again?
I said, okay.
And with your mom's husband, I'm not sure if he's being deceitful or he has been a deceitful person, because I keep getting a lot of feelings of dishonesty with him. Or not being very upfront or open in communication with your mom.
Right. They've been having a lot of issues right now.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they're going to be together potentially for, I'm not seeing like a strong divorce coming out of this yet, but I feel like there's going to be some type of a separation that occurs within the next 12 to 14 months. So there might be a separation. He may move out, or he may stay with some family, or maybe even your mom will, but I keep getting a feeling of a physical separation happening because there's already an emotional separation that's been happening for quite a number of years, and it's just starting to kind of come to the surface now. But your grandmother has been is emphasizing that she's going to be with her, and she's like, she comes in telling me that she's holding her hand, so she's, it feels like she's going to be with her every step of the way. And to not worry about her because your grandmother's really working with her emotional energy right now and trying to, like, lift her up and kind of be a little bit optimistic because it feels like your mom is a little bit in of a bit of an emotional rut. I'm not sure if she struggles with depression at all, but I keep getting a lot of feelings of a lot of sadness and a lot of depression coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She does.
Does anyone else have anything to add to that?
Well, it's interesting, Dawn, when you mentioned your grandmother, I got the image of an older lady with a broken right arm, and like her arm was in plaster. So I just wanted to very quickly ask you, is that something that your grandmother had ever experienced, or am I picking up somebody else's grandmother?
She was abused in one of the homes. You know, the one
oh,
the
I'm sorry to hear that.
So, I mean, she had a lot of, I wasn't there at the time, but from what I was told, I mean, it could have been, I wasn't actually living there, but that could be,
Well,
okay,
so,
I mean, I basically didn't, you know, when I got that image, I kind of let you go, you know, go on and give the message and what you were saying, Emily, so I didn't tap in any further, but I just wanted to jump in and ask, you know, who was I seeing? This woman with the broken arm? So, Dawn, do you feel like we answered your question? Thank you very much for calling.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. I'll let my mom know. I was just trying to let her feel better, feel like a connection to my grandmother that I can tell her.
She can try to talk to her at night. Yeah.
Tell her to talk
to
her.
Have a good
night.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Okay.
How are we doing, Georgia?
We're doing great, and we've got lots of people calling up and on hold. Our next call has been on hold for 52 minutes. Aren't they patient?
Oh, my gosh.
Let me see if I can.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm trying to get them on. Here we go. I'm clicking on the number. 843, you're on the air. Thanks for holding on. Can you tell us your question and your name?
My name is Maggie. I just found out the other day that I'll be laid off next year, so I was wondering about career, possible employment, and if love life fits in your snow mirror, I appreciate it.
mm-hmm.
Okay,
you
Maggie.
Are getting laid off next year?
Yes, it'll be next year, but I had official notification as of yesterday, but it will be hopefully, they say next year, but I'm not sure.
Okay, and what do you do?
I'm in banking.
Banking, okay. Your love life is coming in really strongly. I'm going to just divert from the career really quickly because I keep getting a sense that I don't know if there's someone that you recently met. Well, there's a really new energy coming in. So I almost feel like you've either met him already or within the last couple of months or maybe even months, or you're going to meet him within the next, like, 2 months or so. It feels like by October, maybe even early November. And I keep getting a sense that he's maybe a little bit older than you, not really that significantly older than you, though. So it feels like he might be like 2 or 3 years older than you. Did you have any relationship with anyone at work? Was there an ex-boyfriend at work or maybe an interest, a love interest at work or something?
There is an interest at work, and I am 2 to 3 years older than him, but he is extremely mature.
Oh, okay. Because this is what that's what I keep seeing is that there's someone at work that keeps coming in who – there's, like, some sort of interest or connection there. And is he, like, around I feel like he's a little bit taller than you. Does that make sense?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, he's not very much taller than you. And he's, I get a little bit, is he wide-waisted or something? Or is there, like, a little belly there? No,
I would like to see his belly. No, he's really fit. I want to see it. I really want to see it.
Well, I really feel like you guys might end up connecting soon in the next, like, 2 months or so, because I keep getting a lot of feelings of a mutual attraction on both ends. So I wouldn't be surprised if you ended up, like, hanging out soon, or if you maybe you even recently hung out, because that energy is really new. So I keep getting impressions, though, that you guys are going to, like, actually go out together and maybe even potentially go on a date. Have you already went on a date with him, or what am I seeing here?
I haven't. We flirt a lot and ask each other relationship questions. That's about it.
Well, you might be the person that needs to step up and ask him if he wants to hang out sometime. Because I have.
Oh, he said okay. The work situation was, we work together. He's saying it's not a good idea. We work together. But we just found out yesterday we all getting laid off. So what a matter now.
Well, he's coming in your energy, so I wouldn't be surprised if you guys ended up actually going on a date soon in the next couple of months. So I do feel a lot of love there with him, and I feel like that might be a potential relationship for you. So keep your options open with him and try to encourage him to go out with you, because I feel like he does want to go out with you. It's probably logistics is what's stopping him right now. And then in regards to your career, it feels like I do see you getting another job, so you don't need to worry. It may even happen sooner than you think. So if you start looking in the next couple of months, I feel like you'd find something by the time you're laid off. So it may even happen, it might be already set up to start work right after you finish your job at the current place. So I don't see you being out of work much for, like, at all, you know, after this job is done. It feels like you're probably
in management.
It will be in a similar field. So I'm not sure if you do management in banking or what, but it will be similar to what you're doing now.
Hey, money's money. As long as it still look good, I'm all right with it.
Okay. All right, Maggie. Do you have anything else? Or
no.
Or did you have anything to add?
Y'all cleared up a lot of things. Thank you so much.
That's
You're
wonderful,
welcome.
Maggie. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
All right. Are you too.
Oh, now, here I am, and I'm trying to find Maggie on my board. Oh, there we go, Maggie. Good night.
Yeah.
Good night.
All righty, so we've got caller 413. You're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Cynthia. My question is, for over 5 years, I used to work for a very large corporate law firm, and when I worked there, I found out about criminal activity that I refused to go along with. I started getting harassed because I refused to go along with it, and I kept standing up for myself. This went on and on and on, and it kept snowballing. Right before I was laid off, they put me under illegal surveillance, and they started a strategy of extreme criminal harassment against me. I notified another attorney, and he notified the FBI. Excuse me. And anyway, they've been investigating all this time, but what they've been doing is hiding behind me so that nobody knows or nobody believes that they actually are investigating. And without going into detail, I just want you to tell me if they're finishing things up.
Can you say that last part again?
Without going into detail, I just want you to tell me if they're finishing things up.
Finishing things up on their end with
you. Yes.
And what's your, sorry, could you just repeat your name one more time for me?
It's Cynthia.
Cynthia, okay. Gosh, this has been really long and drawn out. Has this been going on now for a couple of years?
It's been going on, the investigation's been going on for 5 years, and the extensive criminal activity against me has been going on for 5 years. Before that, I put up with 3 years of harassment on the job.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, there's a lengthy history here. It feels like it's starting to come to an end. I don't know what the 2 years it keeps coming in, so I'm not sure if things are starting to, or things were moving towards wrapping up 2 years ago, or something happened to you 2 years ago, perhaps like a major life shift, or maybe you took a different job. I'm not sure exactly, but the 2 years
coming in. Yeah, I was forced into homelessness.
Oh, 2 years ago.
Yeah, actually it was like 2.5 years ago.
Okay, yeah. Well, I feel like this is starting to come to an end.
Please don't give any details.
No. I do feel like it's going to start to come to an end, though. So it may come. I'm not seeing it this year, but I feel
not
like.
This year? Oh, I can't. I, I can't even work. I mean, they slandered me so much. They have people harassing me. They have resources to hire all kinds of crazy private investigators. I mean, it's very intense.
Yeah. Well, it feels like this time next year, a lot of these worries that you have right now with this concern is they're not going to be there anymore. So I really feel like between now and October of next year, a lot of this is going to lessen, and you're going to be able to kind of restart and reset. And I know it's going to take you a long time to kind of rebuild your life after all of this, but I do really feel like within the next, I would say by January or so, things will start to smooth out a little bit for you, and you'll start to see little signs that things are getting a little bit better and lighter for you in regards to this particular case.
I can't last that long. I can't live on the streets until then. I've been on the streets for far too long as it is. And they have a lot of connections, and they can do quite a bit to me, which they have been doing.
Okay.
Georgia,
do you have anything to add?
Yeah, Cynthia, I just wanted to come in. There is somebody who's barracking for you. I actually have one figure, maybe even two, and these are strong male figures there's one definitely who believes in you and who is working for you. And I also see that, I know that you've mentioned that the sort of judicial system is involved somehow, but I do see that's actually leaning toward you. So it's coming into your favor. So whilst you've been sort of on the out, a part of this in terms of your life and your soul's journey is about seeing the cycle. So I know it's really difficult for us to talk about, you know, what's happening for you on a higher spiritual plane when you're homeless and, you know, in a really sort of very difficult situation at the moment. But it's definitely going to turn around, and I do see the light coming in, and I do see you feeling so much freer than you do at the moment, like particularly when Emily describes, you know, you're freeing up. You won't actually know yourself. You're going to feel so great. You're going to feel younger, a total new beginning. I can't pick exactly when that's happening, but I do see this happening, and it's very bright. It's very open, and I actually see you with some friends. So even though you feel very isolated and cut off from everyone, I do see you moving with some friends forward in that time. So you're not going to be alone when you move forward and you're feeling a lot better.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not worried about when it's all over, but like, I mean, they've made several attempts on my life over the last 5 years, and they've made some recently, and you know,
you're gonna survive.
My intuition has helped me, but I mean, I need a safe place to go, and right now I don't have that, and that's what I need soon.
Right.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
I hope that we're able to help you.
Yeah, I definitely get that. You've got
having
got a lot
safe place to go to.
Within three, I kind of get within three. I get 3 to 5 weeks. So, are you actively looking for places? I'm assuming that you are. Okay, so I get within 3 to 5 weeks that there might be a change there, and it feels like a step. A small step, not a huge step like the one that Emily was, but it feels like a step in the right direction. So I'm not even sure if it's like a different place than where you've been sleeping or wherever you've been, you know, getting rest recently. I do see that changing. 3 to 5 weeks, 4 weeks, so in a month.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, ladies. Thank you very much.
Best of luck, Cynthia. Please keep in touch and let us know how you're doing.
I will. Thank you so much.
Oh, great. And thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. Have a good night.
You too.
Good night. And so I'm just going to take this opportunity, call us, to let everybody know how to get in contact with us. You can find us on the web at www.psychicgonewild.com, and information how to find me and Marcy are on the webpage. And Emily, would you like to tell people how they can get in contact with you?
Sure. People can go to my website. It's emilystroya.com. It's also, I believe you posted the link on the actual site for the show, so that will be on there
tonight's
too.
Tonight's episode.
Yeah, so either that or you can Google search me.
And so all the details, email and phone number are on your website, which is great. You're very easy to get a hold of, which is wonderful. And so we've got some callers going. How are you doing, Marcy? We've kind of kept you out there in the periphery. How are you feeling? How are you going?
Actually, Marcy, she's having an issue, so she said she had to get off because her throat.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm so sorry. So I actually missed her number. Her number left. Oh, I'm sorry. The Marcy left. Okay. Well, callers, we've got quite a few going. How do you feel, Emily, that we run through as many people as we can, see if we can help as many people here?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's go. So we have someone who's been holding on for almost an hour. Let's see if we can help this person here. All right. So I'm going to try the next one.
Hello.
We've got caller 780. Hi, what's your name and what's your question?
Hey, it's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going, ladies?
Hi, how's it going, Jake?
Jay, I'm pretty good. I'm doing pretty good here. Quick, you got lots of callers. Quick question. Actually, our relationship is actually coming this year, I feel, for myself, intuitively, because I'm intuitive. Did a lot of work, and just wondered where am I going to meet this actually person, and how do I actually do more to attract this person into my surroundings?
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. I would definitely say you're right on about meeting this person actually really soon. I almost feel like it may happen within 9 to 12 weeks from now. It feels like this individual is really kind of been manifesting in your energy for quite some time, so it feels like you've been really working on attracting, like, the right person for you. I don't know if you have been doing some type of soulmate work or even doing a lot of emotional clearing or even creative visualization, but that keeps coming in your energy a lot, so I wouldn't be surprised if even your guides are sort of like pushing you to kind of focus more and creatively visualize that right person for you, because this individual comes in, between 9 to 12 weeks from now. Let's see here. I feel like the person will be about 3 to 5 years either older than you or younger, but potentially very mature. But I almost feel like the person will actually be older, a little bit older than you. How old are you? Do you mind if I ask? Are you in your 30s or 20s, do you think? 30s?
Oh, no, I'm in my late 40s.
Your 40s?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you picking up anything, Georgia? Because I'm kind of getting a...
Oh, yeah,
I'm getting right now.
Thank you. Sure. So I think you mentioned where, is that right? Your question was where are you going to meet them?
Yeah, I just wondered what areas.
So,
I'm actually putting myself out there more too. So.
Yeah. Well, when I closed my eyes, I had a look at the West Coast, and it feels like the West Coast of either North, like Canada, or actually even North America, and it feels very close to the border and close to the ocean is where I felt this person was. So I'm not sure if you're looking around, I don't know if you're internet dating, but looking around that area, I don't know where you live in Canada, actually. Are you on the east or the west coast, or where
west
are you
coast.
In Canada?
Yeah, I'm looking for someone
on the west coast.
Actually. Yeah,
it might have happened locally. There you go. And, you know, it feels like there's I'm getting the picture of a cafe culture, or, you know, definitely there's the influence of the water, but cafe culture has come in suddenly. I'm not sure if you're going to be sitting at the desk at the computer at a coffee house. And I know we talk about Starbucks here all the time, but I think on the West Coast, you guys actually have really, really good coffee. And it might be that you're in a coffee house somewhere, and that's where you're going to be meeting somebody, kind of see you looking over the rim of your laptop computer.
Okay.
And, you know, I see a very good-looking girl. I think, I'm not sure if you've called our line before, but I feel like a very young energy and a blonde hair. I'm seeing blonde hair.
You know what? A lot of people are saying that, actually. I'm talking to other psychics about this. So blonde hair, yeah. So, but actually, there's, I'm doing online dating, actually. And it, there's one blonde person who's the same astrological sign is. But, you know, I guess I'll take that chance.
Yeah, there's a lot of strong spiritual energy between you and this individual. So I really feel it's almost as if when you do meet her, you will feel, I really feel like there's going to be a really strong spiritual connection. So you guys might have very similar spiritual interests, or you might even do like some sort of like workshops together, or just have really deep kind of philosophical yet cosmic kind of conversations. Because I do feel like there's a lot of similarity as far as spiritual interests are concerned. So that will come into play a lot too when you do communicate with her.
Cool.
Yeah. So good luck to you.
Well, thank you very much. I'm going to have lots of fun with this. It's been quite a year actually so far, so going for it this time.
Do it. We're
rooting
for you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks much, ladies. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so my computer has just gone. I don't know why. Oh, here we go. Wonderful. I thought maybe my computer had gone blank and I wasn't going to be able to access the board. Okay, so here we go with caller 619. 619, you're on the air. What's your name and what's your question? Hi. Hello? 619, are you with us?
619, yes.
Okay.
What's your name and what's your question for Emily?
Oh, hi. My name is Sally. And actually, it's a question. I need some insight. I'm in two relationships. I'm considering being more exclusive with the newer one and living with that person. So I kind of need some insight on you know, just whatever you guys see. It's a, you know, big decision. So
can I have the person's name, Sally?
The new guy, he's his name is Karuna, K-A-R-U-N-A.
K-A-R-U-N-A, okay. Wow, he comes in really strong. you guys must have some serious chemistry there because I feel like, I don't know what's going on, but I feel like this is almost potentially like love at first sight or something. There's a lot of very intimate chemistry, very like mental chemistry. It almost feels like you guys like really click on every aspect of maybe, you know, what a relationship would be like. So there's a very strong mental connection there spiritually. And I also feel like in some ways you just feel really comfortable around him and he feels really comfortable around you. And I almost feel like this isn't really that long of a relationship. I almost feel like, is this only 6 months long or something? I'm not seeing a really long time frame here with you guys.
We were friends for a year, and then we've been romantically involved since March.
Okay. So, yeah, it's not too long as far as the intimate connection is concerned. Wow, but I really feel like you guys taking that next step towards actually having a relationship and being more exclusive with each other is really the right move. I don't know what you're waiting for, but it feels like you're really on the right path with him. I feel like you have a really long time together as far as, like, potential is concerned. The moving in feels a little premature right now. I don't feel like that might be the best step for you right now. I feel like you might still need to kind of date a little bit longer, maybe even towards the end of this year or going into, like, March of next year, and then reconsider, like, where you guys are at and potentially move in together. But if you're moving in together out of just, you know, financial reasons or maybe because it's easier, I would say not to do that right now. Because the energy doesn't feel very strong for, like, actually living together yet. Even though I do feel like you spend a significant amount of time together. And I feel like he's very supportive of you. And I get a really strong feeling that there's very equal reciprocation in this relationship. And I also feel like you guys really communicate very well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, we communicate well, though we both are so much alike. We do get into tempers sometimes.
I got a little bit that there's someone who's this? Is it you that's more stubborn in communication or, like, harder to apologize?
I guess me, yeah, I guess, yeah. I think. I don't know.
Nobody wants to admit their
fault. It's confusing, yeah. I think my concern is just financially how we would be able to survive together because we're both artists, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now you both are managing just fine with whatever situation you're as far as living is concerned. But when that time comes, there will be resources that will, you know, obviously come into both of your lives that will help both of you sort of financially survive should you live together. So when that, you know, time comes, that sort of opportunity will present itself to both of you so that you will not be able to, like, constantly be struggling should you decide to live together. But I feel like right now it may not be the best time as far as timing is concerned to take that step. So it may be just that you need to enjoy each other's company a little bit longer and
yeah.
work on both of your kind of like financial, you know, statuses and also your careers a little bit longer. And once you're both feeling a little bit more confident in that, you will feel like it will be a very natural progression for you and him to move in together. So
right, okay.
I have no doubt about that. So
Do you think that next year we would be living together, like before the end of next year?
I felt more next year time frame. So it may be that you start to really talk about moving in together like December, January time frame, and then actually finding a place into 2014.
Right.
So 2014
right.
really would be a better time for you guys to start looking together.
And do you see that we would get married?
Yes, that would definitely happen within a few years after
right.
living together.
Okay.
So maybe like 2 or 3 years after you get either engaged or you get married.
Right. Okay, thanks so much. Is there anything
you're
else
welcome.
I want to say anything?
I don't know. Georgia, you have anything to add? Georgia?
Uh-oh. Oh, here we go. Okay. Sorry, I muted myself as I was writing things. I thought I was too noisy. Yes, I was just, I said a few things and I muted myself. Well, here you go. Wonderful reading. And I think about 6 months I was saying, you know, hold off, you know, for 6 months. And I think that's what you've put that into your really wonderful reading, Emily. And it sounds great. Good luck. Sally.
Okay, great. Well, awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Okay.
So here we go, Emily. We've got 858. You're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, ladies. My name is Roxana. Thank you so much for taking my phone call. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. I have a question. That's a relationship question. I know the person for a long time, and we've been seeing each other. Kind of dating in the last several months, but the communication in the last 2 months was not very good as he was traveling a lot. And I was wondering, what do you see for us? Do you see any type of commitment for future, or it will not go anywhere, this relationship?
Mm-hmm. And what's his name?
Robert.
Mm-hmm. And then what's your name again? Sorry, I didn't hear you so well in the beginning.
Roxana.
Roxana, okay. Well, I'm not feeling strong relationship material right now with him. I feel almost as if you guys might be better off as friends for now, or at least taking a little bit of a break or maybe a step back or moving a little slower. Because maybe what happened here is that things maybe got a little hot and heavy in the beginning or got very intense, and now everything is kind of becoming a little bit more real as far as, like, compatibility is concerned. I do feel like you guys are compatible in some ways, but I don't feel like you are in every aspect. So it kind of feels like there might be some, like what you were saying, communication issues, because I feel like he may either be closed off to communicating or he's kind of distant in communication, because I keep seeing him kind of like pulling away in communication with you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because actually I think he got upset that I was too busy to see him, and so... That's after that, I think he got upset. He didn't want to talk anymore.
Yeah. It feels like things maybe got a little bit too intense, too fast, at least for him. Not so much for you. I feel like you would be totally happy if he was, you know, on the same page as you and ready to be in a relationship. Because it feels like, you know, you do have some compatibility, but right now I don't feel like he's 100% there like you are. So you may need to take a step back from the relationship and kind of just give him some room to breathe and, you know, maybe even keep your options open for other people in your life that maybe are on your page right now.
Do you think that he's involved with someone? Because kind of strange, mm-hmm. you know, in the last 2 months he pulled away communication.
I'm not picking up anyone very serious. If he is
mm-hmm.
talking to someone, it may be like flirting or maybe a potential interest,
mm-hmm.
but no one really, really seriously. So I feel like he may just be pulling away because it may be too much for him right now to handle as far as, like, emotional commitment is concerned.
So it will not change in the next 6 months? Because I thought I gave him enough time and space during this summer to think about this, and kind of, I don't understand this now.
Yeah, he's kind of gone into, he's kind of gone into a zone where he can't actually communicate what he's really feeling, which is actually very frustrating. And, you know, you've kind of got the choice, you know. If you kind of bring it up, it ends up feeling like, you know, you're fighting a battle, you're trying to drag something out of him, and it's not an energy, Roxanne, that you necessarily want to be engaging in, because you want to be, you know, in a happy, open, communicating relationship. You don't want to have to kind of drag something out of anybody. So the energy feels like right now, opening it up to kind of spending some time with girlfriends and keeping it light and happy and easy for yourself, and maybe even thinking, what are your options? You know, can you move in a new direction? Looking at, you know, kind of looking forward and looking into your future and wondering where it is that you want to go, and go where you feel free. Because that's what's actually going to, you know, drive and find you your happiness.
Yeah, well, I had hopes for this relationship, so it's not so easy.
Yeah, well, you know, it takes a little bit, it's going to take you a little while to really, I wouldn't say you're not going to get over it, but you're going to detach from it a little, you're going to slowly detach from the relationship, and you're going to start to put your own kind of wants and needs first, rather than constantly focusing your energy on his. So your energy will start to change over the next month or so. I keep feeling like almost a little bit of a slight transition in your own wants and needs, and starting to put you first before him within the fall months. So in the next couple of months, I keep feeling like you're going to start to kind of get a little bit of a shift in your perspective with him, and you're going to kind of surrender it to the universe in a way. So if it's meant to be, it will be. But right now, it doesn't feel like the timing is right for him to want to be in a relationship, period. So it's not necessarily you, but it's just anyone. So it could be anyone that comes into his energy. He just may not be ready right now. It feels like emotionally he gets very overwhelmed and starts to pull away. So I would say just take it a little slow, and you don't need to cut him out of your life completely, but also understand where he's at so that you don't push him too much. Does that help you?
Yeah, I'm trying not to push him. That's what I didn't understand before. I gave him so much space, and I didn't even push. I didn't even talk to him. I didn't see him much, and he got upset, and now he's not even talking to me at all.
Right. Well, he obviously doesn't know what he wants either, so you're going to have to kind of – it's going to be a little bit of a roller coaster with him for a little while.
Do you think that things might change in fall or later?
With him, I don't see anything changing with him until the new year. I don't feel like he's going to shift that much. He will kind of show interest, and then he'll do kind of what he's been doing, showing interest and then pulling away, showing interest and pulling away.
Mm.
So just be prepared for that. But I do feel like you also will change a lot of your perspective on him too. So you won't always feel like this. Right now you do, but I feel like within the next 4 to 6 weeks, your mind and your perspective on this relationship will change a little bit, and you won't be so consumed by it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Roxanne.
Thanks, Roxanne.
Thank you so much
for calling in.
Oh, thank you, ladies. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
So we might just, we've got, how many minutes left? Hi, 918? We've got you on the air.
Yeah.
What's your name and what's your question?
Well, my name's Angela, and I sound happy, but this has been a very sad day. Actually, I need more advice than anything else, and maybe you've come across this situation. I had a friend 2 weeks ago. She went to a family reunion, and I said, aren't you going to take your husband with you? You know, she said, no. I said, for the sake of your husband, I think you need to take him with you. And to make a long story short, on her way back, her older son, who did not go, found him in the home at the computer, and he had died.
Mm.
And I went to
I'm
the funeral
sorry to
today.
Hear that. Yeah.
What do you say to a friend when not that it was a dire warning, but she had that look in her eye.
Right.
What do you say?
Well, so in that, sorry, go ahead, Georgia. You can go. I'll let you talk.
Oh, no, I just wanted to clarify what your question is, Angela. You're asking what would you say to your friend?
Right, because, I mean, I do read, but not professionally like you guys do. I was trying to get her to take her husband with her, and she thought I was being
silly.
So
what would you like to say to her? So what's unspoken?
I told her that I was sorry that had happened, and you know that we could talk later. And I.
Mm-hmm. Are you feeling guilty about this?
Oh, I feel horrible.
Mm-hmm. Well, you as an intuitive, your job is only to give the message, but you don't have the power to control what other people do. So. Even though you gave her, you know, a message about her husband, and she ultimately has free will to decide what she'll do with that message. So in a way, you kind of have to let that go and understand that you trusted your intuition in giving her a message that was important to her. But ultimately, maybe this is what she needed to experience for her own karmic lessons in this life. So whatever transpires from this experience, it's something that she's going to have to take away from it on her own, regardless of whether or not you'd given her a message. Either way, she would still have not taken her husband. So with that being said, she probably will need to learn something maybe about listening to her own intuition or, you know, about the relationship with him. But there's not really much you can do. You can't blame yourself for her not listening to you. You know,
well, I mean,
you did.
She's an independent person, and
yeah.
I mean, I understand, but I feel so horrible and to see her in so much pain.
Yeah, well, it's very understandable for you to also feel bad because you wanted to sort of help her. But even if he was supposed to pass away on that day, he would have passed away regardless if he was, you know, at home or if he was at the family reunion. He may have passed away at the family reunion. That's also timing too. Is that that was where he needed to be for when he passed away. Did he have a heart attack or something? I keep getting a lot
yeah,
of
he was actually
problems.
At the computer, and the search was on symptoms of a heart attack. Was on the computer.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like he is here, and I feel like the message that he wants you to give to his wife is that he's with her right now, and he's with her in the grieving process, and he's going to be with her for quite some time because he must have had some sort of intuitive sense that he was going to pass away soon. Because I keep getting impressions from him is that there were little signs leading up to this happening. So I'm not sure if he was struggling with some health problems, but it feels like you've known her for quite some time. And that's what he's making me aware of is that you have been friends with her for quite a while already now. And she's not going to, you're not going to lose your friendship with her.
It's just horrible, you know.
Well, all you can do really is just be there for her and, you know, commend yourself for at least trusting your intuition and passing on that information. But at the same time, you know, there's only so much that any psychic or an intuitive can do. We can only give the message and then, you know, what that person does with it, it's up to them. You know, similar to what we were talking about earlier today about fate and destiny and, you know, everyone is where they're supposed to be at any given time. So, you know, he was supposed to be there at that time.
That is true.
Okay. Do you have any, Georgia, do you want to add anything or?
Oh, no, not at all. I feel like you're, you know, it's a really, really tough space that you're in. And, you know, I agree with Emily that, you know, the relationship is a strong one and, you know, at some point you'll be able to really tell her, you know, about how you're feeling at the moment. You couldn't possibly lean on her, but actually you and she are very good friends and, you know, the opportunity will come up for you to be able to air your feelings and the guilt that you feel. And I know that when you do, you'll feel much better and she'll be able to accept that.
Yeah.
She's so Christian, and I just...
Yeah. Well, you know what you can do?
I have to be careful how I say things to her.
Right. Well, you can always just write it down. You could even write her a letter, and you don't even need to give it to her, but even if just releasing
right.
that energy will be helpful for you, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
I just wish I could make it better. I mean, those kids.
Yeah. Well, you did the best that you could do, and... you know, she also has to learn her own lessons with this relationship with her husband as well. So you did the best that you can do, and you're still doing the best that you're doing by being there for her as a friend.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do.
So don't beat yourself up over it.
I thought you would understand. So. And that's helpful to hear those things. So, well, thank you so much for hearing me.
No problem. Thank you
for
calling
Angela.
In.
Thanks,
Angela.
Best of luck.
So, Emily, we've got five more minutes of our show. And
wow.
Here we are. We've got quite a few callers online. I feel like we might be able to get one more caller. I'm really sorry to everybody who's been waiting, but thank you so much for calling in. And if you can, please remember to call in next week, or if you want to, contact Emily via her website, emilystroyer.com, and see if you can get a reading with her. She's fabulous, isn't she? And so let's see if we can help one more person tonight. 917, you're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Anna, and my question is about just a general reading. Could be related to myself or work or love.
Okay. I'm going to tune into a really broad spectrum.
Yeah, Anna, we've only got a few minutes left. Is there one of those things that is popping out at you in terms of you wanting to know more about?
No, I asked for a general reading.
Okay, no problem. So let's see how we go.
Thank you.
I'm feeling a lot of energy with career and a little bit of love. Are you in school right now, or did you just finish school? Because I keep getting a lot of impressions of education coming in.
I'm going to start a class.
Okay.
But I'm doing school, a lot of school work with kids.
Oh, okay. That's probably what I'm sensing here. Well, that definitely feels like, as far as career is concerned, you're in the right place right now, as far as like where your job is with the schoolwork with children. Can I ask what the class is going to be in? Because this feels like it's going to kind of enhance your career or kind of enhance or
yes.
maybe even create like a, it's going to do something to your career to make it better.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel, I don't want to say anything.
No, that's fine. Well, from what I'm getting as far as just generally in your career, I feel like you're on the right path with the job situation. I almost feel, though, that you're either a little unhappy with the pay or something with the money is not where you'd like it to be with this particular job. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. That will change, though, sometime next year. So you may get some type of a bonus or maybe even an increase in your salary or maybe increase in hours with where you're working at right now. Or this class will help you to be eligible for maybe other jobs out there in a similar field kind of just enhance your resume. So that will be really good for you. And you
I have a holiday coming up for 3 weeks, and I'm going to do some fasting in that. Is it? Am I going to have a good holiday, or am I going
to? Yes, your holiday is going to be really good. I feel like your energy is going to reset a lot, and you're going to actually work on kind of clearing out some maybe residual energy from this kind of. Is this a career change or just an entrance into your career? Because this career kind of comes
entrance into my career.
Okay. Because that will come in hand with your career kind of opening up even more, and more opportunities are going to be presented with you as far as career is concerned, and increase in money too with career. So that fast will kind of help you open up a lot of your chakras and just kind of clear out some energy from before. There might be some concern with confidence with you confidence issue mostly, and maybe a little bit of self-esteem happening here. So that will help you to kind of clear your mind and gain a fresh perspective on where you're at in your life and what the direction is that you want to focus in. But I keep feeling a lot of energy with your career right now, so that will be really good. It will move into a really positive step for you after you finish your fast. as well as open up your third eye a lot too. So that will happen. You might even get more visions, or you might have stronger dreams during that time frame.
Okay, and this exhaustion, I just like feel in my chest. I feel like all this, everything is out. I don't have much to give into myself anymore. I don't know how to survive this week of work ahead of me. I feel so off at the moment.
Well, that could also be, too, the new moon energy also kind of creates a bit of a shift in our energy, too, with what we're looking for and what we want to create in our lives. So planets do have an effect on us as well. I would definitely suggest you looking into astrology and kind of Googling a little bit what's going on with your sign in particular and how maybe the planets are affecting you. But I feel that your energy is going to change a lot within the next 4 weeks or so. So you'll start to feel a little bit lighter and a little bit better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Blessings.
Have a great night. And good night, everybody. We hope you've enjoyed the show. And you can find us all on www.psychicsgonewild.com.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.